Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Let's see if we get our host on, but it's just a second. Get this up. Let's see if we can get Brother DeWater on with us. Brother,
you there?
Open up just a second. Hey, Brother DeWater, there he is. Hey, peace, how you doing?
You there, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Brother Drew, when I... This subject we're going to talk about today, I got an old one of my books out in when I was in the 11th grade. And the school I went to, Rob Bunch, Negro Colored High School in Crockett, six of my teachers was my cousins. And boy, that was, and I never forget that when I was, got in the 11th grade, my cousin, we call him, everybody in the community, he was raised in College Hill right in front of my grandmother's house, was his house. We was raised together, but he was older than us, and he had come back to Crockett to teach government and political science, which was civics. And he had told me when I got in his class, he told me that I would learn this subject because he was the Big Bopper. That's what everybody called him. That was his nickname in the community. And that because I was his cousin, that my ass was grass and he was the lawnmower if I didn't learn this subject. And I got to laughing, Brother Drew, when I started reading out of this book, what I'm going to come out of, that was one of my 10th grade books. That it's funny, Brother Drew, we learned this stuff in school. This was taught in my school. Everybody that graduated from Crockett, Texas, Ralph Bunch, we had this subject, and if you graduated from 1960 to they integrated, the Big Bopper taught you this subject, but my cousin taught us what is called political science. The father of political science, which is the study of government, is Aristotle. Aristotle founded political science with his teachers about the state, and is with his teaching about the state and its relationship to its citizens under a republican form of government. That's what political science is. In the school system, it goes up under the name of civics, government, or citizenship. You remember a long time ago, the report card had on it, Brother Drew, did yours have on that citizenship? You with me, Brother Drew?
Okay, say that one more time, Brother Watts, about citizenship.
I say on your report card, when you took your report card, they had citizenship, and you got a grade in citizenship. Well, that was political science. And see, we don't understand anything about political science. So if we apply the 5 W's and the 1 H, the same thing that I was taught in the first grade by my cousin, Cousin Rosalind Houston, who was my first grade teacher, that how we studied was study up under the 5 W's and the 1 H in a chronological order. Well, when we do that, Brother Drew, we come to a subject called political science, which is the study of government. Political science is not taught anymore in no system. And when it was taught, the way they taught it at my school was when you got to be a junior and a senior, you had to take these subjects to graduate. To be ordered to graduate, you had to have civics was the second semester. Government was the first semester. It was a half a semester of each, of your junior and your senior year. That's the way they taught us, which really you didn't learn a damn thing. You know, you just got briefing on it, but I was briefed on it because of the caliber of teachers that was at my high school and elementary school. Everybody at my high school and elementary school had 3 or more doctor's degrees that was teaching the children. Because we had Mary Allen College there, everybody had these doctor's degree, all but my football coach, Professor Hopkins, who just died recently, and he was a legend in that, and he just had a bachelor's degree in PE, and they dubbed him as being dumb, but we won many state championships for 27 straight years. We won the state in baseball up under his guidance, and many, many football and basketball and state titles we won up under him. Even when they integrated, he won. So we have only 2 of these great teachers that taught me that's living today. My English teacher, she's 95 years old, the same age as my mama, that's living, that taught me how to study. And when we study up under these ways and we ask ourselves these questions, where did this government come from? Well, in order for us to know where this government come from, we would have to be Scottish Rite Masons. That's the only way that we're going to know where this government come from, because the great seal of the United States of America is the eye in the pyramid. Those are signs and symbols that come straight out of the Scottish Rite Masons. So when we analyze, Brother Jew, what system that we've been put up under, you can see how we've been hoodwinked and caber-toed by the Scottish Rite Masons. Because we first have to know the story of the Great Seal, which is the government, which is America. America political parties is called federal and federal only. It is in the Republican form of the government under the Great Seal of the Scottish Rite, Free and Accepted Masons of the 72 so-called forefathers that was past Grand Poutinese of Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Under their Constitution, Bill of Rights, Preamble, Flag, Color, their school of thought, and their protocols of this Masonic order, there would be a caste system in the United States, starting with the aristocrats, the government, the officials, the military, the Council of Foreign Relations, the trilateral, and led by the Bilderbergs. This 15 Americas ran by 9 hidden masters and 9 known masters, according to the bloodline, in the beginning of the 72 forefathers' shields in England after the war of Lodge Number 1 offered its constitution, preamble, and bill of right to the colonists that lived in these religious lands in the colonies, which became states when they were united under the protocol of America. In the form of a union and becoming the United States under American protocol or the Republican, only one state is part of the union, but not in the union, and that state is a sovereign state, and that state can secede from the union, which is the United States of America, anytime America breaks the Constitution, the preamble of the Bill of Rights. The only state can do that is when it break away, Brother Drew. I'm noticing this now. When it break away, it would be the 11th richest nation in the world. And you ask yourself that, we know for a fact that Texas is the only state can do this, and that Texas can secede from the Union right now and become the 11th wealthiest in the world. But let's look at something else in this new world order government that's coming down. Let's look at something else. Greg Abbott is doing business with who? He's doing business with Japan. He's doing business with China to the tune of that the Hunt Company in West Texas, just the Hunt Company, got an $8.6 billion oil contract, buying oil from them, with China. Now, this week he was in Switzerland, and I heard a woman ask why he was doing business. He was in Switzerland. Well, hell, where do you put your money at? Who has money? Who has big money? The Swiss bank has big money. Texas would become the 11th economic state in the world, rich and richest. At Kilgo, Texas, it has 1,000 years of war in one little old East Texas town called Kilgo, which was boom town in the 30s, and the government shut the oil wells off and broke the town. In West Texas, you got oil wells cropped off. Canada wants to send its oil down for us to refine it down there in Beaumont, Texas, the Bay City. And Barack Obama is blocking that. Texas would also become what? The capital of all the Latin America countries over here. Cuba. They doing business with Cuba, Texasville. This is done on back up. Brazil, Ecuador, all the Latin American. Texas would be the capital. So, union. Now, tell me, Brother Drew, with just a little ignorant ass nigga like me knowing all of this, what would be better off for us? You don't have to be right. Blind now to see that we finna leave the union. We would be better off, because that's the reason so many people is gathering here in Texas. Because if you got any sense of understanding political science and government, how it goes, then you can understand what we're getting down to right now. And see, we're a sovereign nation, and you don't have to vote on that. So let's take it a little deeper, Brother Drew. Well, we got hoodwinked and cabotoed is on one word that I'm looking at, Brother Drew. That word is OF. When we go in the dictionary, and you all know we study with etymology, look up the word OF, because I found out doing my research and traveling in esoteric knowledge and exoteric knowledge, when you got exoteric knowledge, you think you know the definition of it. You don't go look it up to see what the definition of it, and you presume that you know the damn definition, and your ass don't know the definition. And that'll get you in the world of trouble when you do the research and study that we did. So that's the reason we always use the etymology dictionary and the words that you think that you know, especially when you learn this language, this trick language, which is nothing but sign symbols and codes that you don't understand. Most people don't even understand where this language come from and where it was designed out of what Masonic order. Then you can see the trick in that, in the word is off. When we look up the word off, it means belonging to. So the United States of America, that means that the United States belong to America. Now, that's to understand is the next question you ask yourself, who the F is America? Then you answer that for yourself. You will find out that America was the 72 forefathers. It was in Lodge, number one, in Pennsylvania, PA. This is America. And they 72 forefathers, they got a book out, the Sinese would tell you each one of them shield that they had in England. This is how you can find out. They, in that group of people, they had what is known as a loyalist who didn't want a Republican form of government. It wanted to stay loyal to the king up under a Democratic form of government. These people that was called loyalists were Southerners. The Southern Democrats, most of them, completely all of them, was what was called Duncan Masons up under the York Rite. They wasn't Scottish Rite. The people of the South, who was the North, who was the Republicans, when they broke down and took sides with each other, these are the Masons that you're dealing with. These are two Masonic orders, one having a different belief and a different rituals and blood, and they fought to see which one of them would rule the United States. But this ain't America now. This is not America. America is what is known as the federal. The federal is the government. When you said it was all right for us to have this Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and preamble, up under this these bylaws, then this falls strictly with voice number one, and this is the government system here. It's the republic. It's not a democratic form of government. And how this democratic form of government got in here was because they didn't run these people out of here when they won the war and got their independence. They let them settle in what is known as the South, and they let them live here up under the Union as the United States. And they had America. Let's go and look at America. America don't have no political party. If you go into the Constitution, do not make any provisions for a political party. Makes no provision. The first president, George Washington, believed that there was unnecessary and a menace to federal authorities. But under democratic rules, it was only natural for voters with similar political beliefs to band together to achieve their aims in the states, in the United States. America is federal. The United States, the federal, let's look at it and see how it works. The federal, the United States, run not up on only of a Democratic and Republican form of party, many different forms of party they let you have. They have numerous amounts, some that even won elector, like the Masons, the Whig, the if you go and study the history of the party. But right now in the United States, the major one is the Democrat and Republican Party. But they need the help of other political parties to win the race, because if one of the other political parties, Brother Drew, swing against the two powerhouse Democrats, then they lose the race. So that's why they try to lobby for the other parties to take sides with them. But they are still the most powerful ones in the United States, not America. And you have to understand that these two parties of the United States elects a president for the United States of America. Of America. That he ain't the president of America, the United States. In a caste system, order is the president's power in the United States. So let's look and see what powers do he have. He is the commander-in-chief of the militaries of the United States. United States has their own what? Military. They own Constitution, they own Bill of Rights, they own preamble, they have the same, but it's different. Their laws and their governs under, but under a union of the United States, they let you run this as long as you don't break the Constitution, which is the federal. They'll let all of these political parties run just like as long as nobody don't protest and start disturbing the peace to bring the federal into the show, mostly because of discrimination is when the federal come busting in on you. It's mostly doing discrimination. They let the parties in that. President, the federal, in the aristocratic form of government, you first got the aristocrats, then you got the government, and then you got the government officials, and then you got the military. America appoints 9 admirals and generals, 5-star admirals and generals, as military advisors to the president. The president listened to the advice of what these admirals and generals done said in a crisis or situation dealing with the military, foreign relations. And he takes their advice, not his advice, on these affairs, and he come back in a speech to the United States and said on a teleprompter that the Council of Foreign Relations has voted for him because he is the chair spokesman for the Council of Foreign Relations, who writes his speech for him to speak to the people of the United States of America, which they are there. Brother Drew.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother.
While
I have
that
mute.
Yeah, I heard a beep. I didn't know if I still was on.
Oh, no, I don't know what that was. I didn't hear it on my ear.
Yeah. He gives a speech. He comes and gets on TV and reads it off a teleprompter to the people of the United States of America to tell him what he's been advised to do by either the Council of Foreign Relations or the military. This is all the power that any president has in the United States or America. And I know that we've been hoodwinked, came and told that the president, oh, he got the power, he did, and they mad at him because he making this decision. No. These decisions have been made for him to read off of a teleprompter to the people of the world of what these 9 masters, hidden masters, breaking all the way down through a Masonic order, have told to them. So what you're hearing out on the public is what is recommended for the best of the nation, not by the president, but by a group and an organization of people that's way older than you and I put together, because this is a Sophite form of government up on the Scottish Rite, which is over 5,000 years old as we speak right now, because this got started all the way back in the Hellenistic people who got their name changed to Greeks by the Yehudas. Ashkenazis, Yehudas changed their name to Greeks, and they became the Greeks IUs. And then when the white boy got a hold to it, the Anglo-Saxon, he called them Jews. So you don't understand nothing about where you hollering and saying we shall overcome and go vote. You don't know a damn thing about politics of political science that you up under in the United States. Half of us don't understand, because right what I'm saying right now, you don't understand this, and it's in black and white. See, because you have to understand the goat, the donkey, the jackass, and the elephant. If you ask any black Democrat, why is your logo come from is a donkey, which is a jackass, which is the most ignorant animal in the world, the stupidest animal in the world, according to the dictionary. Where did this logo come from? Why would you want to be part of a organization that has a logo that you're a jackass. Can you answer this for me by the truth? Because see the first first Democratic donkey was drove by a man named Thomas Nast in 1870. What did it represent? It represented the Copperheads. Who are the Copperheads? And see, if you know who the Copperheads is and know about Reconstruction, then your ass wouldn't be a Democrat, because you is a good coon that believe what your white daddy done told you. You're a Democrat. Why is the same man that drew this in 1874, he drew a cartoon of an elephant? An elephant brain ain't no bigger than a pea. Why would you want to be a Republican and your brain and your logo is an elephant, and it's significant that your brain no bigger than a pea? I'm asking these summa cum laude ass niggas that got these doctor's degrees with magna cum laude and summa cum laude and cum laude, and asked their white daddy, could they be Greeks in 1900? And the white boy said, yeah, it's all right, but you can't be the white one. You have to be the black ones. And then you became Phi Beta Sissies and Alpha Kappa Alpha and Delta and all of these wonderful Greek high-flying saloons that you are right now, the biggest zip goddamn fool that ever walked the face of the earth in your white daddy's ways. And this I know about you. Don't mind telling you about it. Because
I guess one thing about that elephant, Brother DeWater, one thing about the elephant, I guess it, one symbolizes it consumes a lot of stuff, so I guess it's right on that. They consume everything thing and they pass.
Right. And see, here's a caste form of government. What kind of government is a caste form? We asked ourselves a question, we answered. That's a class form. Now we got, Houston, we got a problem, because now you got to find out what the hell class your ass in. In a caste system, you don't control nothing. You have no wealth. You are a consumer. In a caste system, living in a capitalistic society where a consumer is not welcome. And when you don't know the game, see, a consumer is a person, a thing that uses up, make away with, destroy. Each nation has the same system, and they have a nation of people in every nation. I put it like this. Every nation of people has its niggas. If I'm in China, it's the Mongolians. If I'm in Russia, it's the Kurds. If I'm in Germany, it's the Jews. If I'm in America, it's in African America. Each nation of people, if you're in Japan, you the Korean. So each nation of people, as we speak on earth, has its nigga. It has its person that it discriminates against, because every government is a caste form of government. And see, when you become a zip damn fool and don't know that you are a consumer in a capitalistic society, where a consumer is not welcome, and who you say you with, the Democrats, say your ass is suffering from the curse of Ham, that you supposed to be a servant, and you became a black Gentile to your daddy because you born of the seed of Ham and you Cana's children. They say you supposed to serve them, and you serving them up under a black Gentile because they the Gentile race of people. That's how the Democrats feel about you. And you hear a consumer with the elephant, and the elephant don't deal with no consumers. You don't, when you don't know the game, you get destroyed. Why do you think, Brother Drew, in me and your day and time, the aristocrats sent their children to private schools in America and in England abroad? Germany, England, Canterbury. This is what the rich white folks sent their children. These children came back to America as doctors, lawyers, scientists, physicians, holding all of the high office. You never seen very little few white people that graduated from Rice or SMU be successful in the system over here in a place called the United States ran by America. You didn't see that. And they call them private school. Well, they had little red line school where they called, they had our nickname, the nigger school section, where I graduated out of, the color school, and we had the NFA, the Niggers Farmers of America, and the NHA, the Nigger Homemakers of America, which they took away from the society, which is the first two things that for survival you had to understand and learn, but they took it out the school system and genocized us to the point where the X, Y, and millennium generation of people, they don't know a damn thing about what we're talking about because of the time period and where we are right now in this system. See, this system don't stop for nobody. It keeps on going. Every day it gets stronger. And you out of place in the system, and you can't get the point. And when you get the point, you have to have unity. Unity means that you have to be united, and you can't even pick a leader. You arguing and fussing over who's a Democrat, who's a Republican. Well, he got you hoodwinked and cave a toe. You don't become him. You don't be, in the Masonic order, they have what they call the three ruffins. You don't become the three ruffins. Willie Lynch story is the three ruffins. Ain't no such thing as Willie Lynch. But what they tell you in the knowledge of Willie Lynch, there was Masons that I can guarantee you is in the Masonic order up under the name of the three ruffins. And if you are African-American, that's a Democrat, Republican, and a Christian, you don't come 100% up under the teaching of the three ruffins. If you are Ifa, Nation of Islam, or anything other than them three right there, you have got some light. You have not mutated. You can come and see. But if you either one of them, and I know there's some Muslims out there, there's Democrats and Republicans and all of that stuff, but your mind has moved out of it into another realm of thinking. You skip what is known as the three ruffins because it took 450 years for the three ruffins to work. And you've been over here 460 years. So you 10 years, that's the reason you get into that X, Y. See, that Y and the millennium generation of people, 85 to 90% of them is white, Brother Drew. Shit, they white as hell. You can't help it. You go into integrated schools, and so what we see right now in redlining, let's get back to this, Brother Drew, what we see right now in redlining, you wonder why the black schools here in Dallas is getting neglected and stuff, and but you see a charter school and a magnet school is nothing but the old private schools back in the day where you could eliminate and keep the elite in. But now here's what we're seeing, Brother Drew. Look at the twist of when they say that the Bible put it that old beast done made every nation bow down to him and start worshiping and wanting to be like him. I want to be an American. That right now they don't care what race you are. Put you in a magnet school and a charter school to know and separate you, the house niggas from the field niggas. And we don't care what race of people that you are, because we're a multitude of many races in our X, Y, and millennium generation, especially our Y and millennium generation and the Z generation coming. We're going to single you out and redline you is where we have a school system where the public school system, if you ain't coming up, same as old caste communist system, they send you to school in a communist country for 7 years. If your ass don't excel, they put your ass on a P-Farm or teach you a trade. You can't go to a higher level, keeping you in a class system, meaning you can't become an engineer, you can't become a doctor. You got to show them all kinds of potentials. With this charter school, they don't care about what race of people it is. They don't care if you're black, Chinese, Vietnamese, Taiwanese, Burmese, all the Nice boys is over here. They don't care if you African, American, Mexican. They don't care Brazilian, Honduras, Ethiopian. They don't give a damn what race of people you're in. What they are looking for is the elite of that race, and the magnet in the charter schools. And if you're not homeschooled your children like you and my daughter did, well, then your children can pass any of these goddamn tests that the white boy put up, and they can succeed like my grandbaby and your children did, because they can go on to what they say is a college or a university and get your degree after you said they say that you meet the requirements and learn homeschooling in that way. But if your child, see, this is what they call weeding out. I ain't got no damn problem with it either, see, because this weeding out takes all of that trash and all of that where it done got out of hand with that ignorant race of people. You see them decline. It's called science of eugenics. It's a number. Eugenics is the ignorant and the moron. That ignorant race, they do away with them, because we know for a fact that when you go to cash the system, then we already see where they putting in order, where marijuana is going to be legal, prostitution is going to be legal, and gambling is going to be legal. Alcohol and tobacco is going to be legal. These are your legal items, but you're going to have a card to buy them, meaning that you're going to either have to be working for the government or being paid by the government in a retirement plan. Something wrong with your ass. Otherwise, where you going to get your money from? Because you can no longer sell amongst yourself in the United States like you used to be. You're going to another form of government. How you know you was going to another form of government? Pull your dollar bill out. Your dollar bill is what is the Masonic Lodge called an oblong square, which is 450 degrees. That's how a temple, a Masonic Lodge, is supposed to be built. That is the shape of the Masonic order. The Masonic order on that dollar bill tell you what, in signs, symbols, and numbers, what was written down by those people, if you can read the signs and symbols and numbers. In Latin, which is a dead language, which most people would never understand, you know, because it's classified as a dead language as we speak, same way the original language is classified as a dead language, but we don't woke the original language up, ain't we, Brother Drew? Yeah, we done wrote the original language up many years ago. On your dollar bill, you see some words wrote in Latin, which means New World Order, meaning that there would be a New World Order. But when you say New World Order, Brother Drew, it ain't no such thing as a New World Order, because all governments is on the Old World Order. And they called it a New World Order, but it's the same old government. It ain't no difference. It's just what I say is in a most sophisticated way on a modern basis. But you have no government.
All right.
From the beginning of governments, that's in when you start with tribal, Democrat, Republican, communism, Marxism, Leninism, Fabianism, all of these forms of governments, that when you study government, they all the same. The ancient is the same as the present day. It's just more sophisticated, but it's still the same old shit. It's just like when back in the day they put out a song, "Sophisticated Sissy." You just done become a damn sophisticated sissy into bidding to the idea of something that's very old. And that's simple reason, because you hadn't studied to show yourself approved. But we are no longer FBIs anymore. So once you understand how the government is and what system you're going to be up under when the new world order comes, then right now when you know this, you have to start positioning yourself in what your place was in that system. And your place in that system is not the place that you're in right now. And only a few people will understand that place, because most people is hung up in cave-a-toe vibe with being with the Holy Ghost and worshiping gods. The worst thing in the world you can do is worship a god, because every nation of people has its own gods. But you had to ask yourself, what was it before God came? You have to keep asking yourself those questions until you get back to what was first. Before you was born, before you got here, what was first? Now, it ain't here no more. That's what's so killing about it, Brother Drew. It ain't here no more. All the secrets of the Masonic Lodge, shit ain't no damn secret no more. There's secret societies, and if you ain't initiate, then, but the initiates done came out and told the knowledge. And so when we sit back and we study like we study the knowledge, then we understand the government a little bit better, because this is what we call political science 101. And we look at everything how it is. So we won't be cable-toed into what is yet to come. Bilderbergs picked the president. You should know that with an electoral college that your vote don't count. You should know how Baby Bush got in. This is, should be real fresh on your mind. He got on with electoral votes. See, he didn't get on with people's vote, what the people wanted. He got it with electoral votes. So that means that if the people mess around and choose somebody that the electoral college hasn't choose, then they would step in, and they would become the chair spokesman and the commander-in-chief along that bloodline. Because when we go along the bloodlines, and we can see that the bloodlines are the Kennedys and the Bushes, these are the number one and number two family as we speak right now. And that's a fact. That's not fiction. You know what I mean? We can trace their history, they shield, their family tree, all the way back. And what you got running now is number one, number two, versus the aristocrats. Donald Trump is the aristocrats. He represents the 400, the 400 most richest people in the world. He represents them. These are things that you have to could be able to see. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, see, you have to be able to see this as we speak right now. And if you understand the government and how it's made up, then you're not hoodwinked and cable-toed. This ain't your fight. This ain't your battle, but you making it your piece of pot, and then that takes away your peace of mind when you off into political stress of my candidate winning and this and that. This ain't the right form of government. You need to know where your place is in that government and work your jelly in that government for you and your family. And that's where you have to stand as we speak right now, Brother Drew, is you had to know what system and what. And I find it real interesting. They always got a monkey wrench they can throw in. Now, this boy Blumenbach say if certain people's get nominated, he gonna jump in the race. Well, that's nothing but another group of aristocrats saying what they gonna do if this happens. If Bernie Sanders will win or somebody, well, they gonna throw the monkey wrench in. But Blumenbeck gonna come in March. That ain't nothing but deceptive intelligence propaganda, and you have to understand how it works. They tell you what they gonna do and the reason that they gonna do. So we got to quit being ignorant and listen to every last one of them. Listen to the Rush Limbaughs, the Michael Savages, and listen to the ones that is with the Democratic Party, one that's against the Democratic Party. But you got top anchormen and your top, listen to them. They be battling back and forth to each other. They tell you the message right there. Rush Limbaugh going to tell you how the Republican feels. And then this old sister that's on TV with this white hair, he they main boy. That's a newscaster and anchorman. He going to tell you how the Democrats feel about everything. The hardcore. You see, you got the aristocrat Republicans and the elite. Then you got some conservative Republican, liberal Republican, both on these. But you got that hardcore. And they known as the Tea Party. That's that hardcore. Sarah Palin, she's one of them. And it looks like they join force with the richest people in the world. You see what I'm saying, Brother Drew? They all play. You got to play the game. They play a game. They play a game right in front of you, and you, because you want to be part of the game, your ass can't see the game because you too busy wanting to be part of the game, and especially our leaders and want to be part of the game. I want to be with the aristocratic white boy. Can't see the game. But a nigga like me, I don't give a damn about none of them. I see the game and don't mind sharing the knowledge with you. I ain't asking you to believe a damn thing. I'm asking you, can you see? That's all right. I ain't asking you to believe me. Can you see what's happening? I tell you what's happening. This shit is right before your eyes, but can you see it? That's the key. Is can you see? Can you see? And that's the key right there. Is you seeing? Can nobody see this for you? You had to see it. And then once you see it, what the fuck is you gonna do about it? Then that goes like my daddy said. You had to get your butt up off the bench and do something. You had to do it. Yeah. My dad had been believing in the word if. You know, if the white man would have educated me, I would be like this.
Uh-huh.
Daddy would say he didn't believe in no if because when was there. When your ass gonna get up and do what you say you need to do without blaming a white man or somebody, your mom and daddy, that if you had a mama and daddy, that I could do this and that. Daddy says, when you going to get up off your ass and quit complaining and go do what you say that somebody done took away from you and you caused you not to do? So he saying, nigga, don't tell me nothing about when. If, tell me when. My daddy would tell you that shit quick. He'd tell you that before he say, God, get the message. he'd tell you that shit quick. Yeah, I'll tell you that, boy, before God get the message. Don't tell me about if somebody would have did something for you, what you could have done. You say, when is here, it's when you going to get your ass up and do what you say you can do. And that's what we liken that to the max, but you have to understand what system you are and what place. And once upon a time, we understood the system in place, and we place very well as colored people in the system because we can go back in our history when we was placed. Because we got history tell us everything now, Brother Drew. It tell us everything. How many more minutes we got, Brother Drew?
We got about 5 minutes.
Oh yeah. Well, I hope that each person have learned a little something about the government, and always remember that in this government, you are a consumer, and this government is run by the aristocratic. The next thing, the aristocrat appoint government officials. Then you have your military. And then you have your mercantile. Find that funny right now, Brother Drew, as we spill, the merchants, the mercantile of a nation of people is predominantly white now, when it used to not be that way. The town, which
right.
consists of a tradesman, a craftsman, and a mason, well, the tradesman and the craftsman and the mason, he's Mexican. It used to be the black man. See, these are used to be's. They didn't only have white merchants. So we ain't got no black merchants no more. You had Swan Groceries, and when it became a million dollar business in Detroit, only employing black folks and old man Swan, then he was forced, and it had to become grocery supply right now. You see, every time you got a $1 million business, he took it away from you. Coma Cottrell, he took that away from you. You had a $1 million hair business, now you have to go to who? The Chinese and the Japanese. And they don't treat your ass like you're dirt. But you had these
right.
businesses. And you were the man, the cultivators of the soil, which was the farmers, you were the farmers. The herdsmen, which was the ranchers, you were the, now you the zip damn fool. Your children.
That's right.
But our grandfather, who we call ignorant, they weren't up under this that we're up under right now. And those are things, those are facts. That ain't no bullshit. I want to keep people see what I see. And that's all. And that's documentation. That ain't nothing but the truth, Holmes. But and the truth sets you free. So I hope somebody will learn a little something about how things work, because that's what me and Brother Drew about is sharing knowledge with you. We don't give a damn if you believe us or not. Shema Yahweh, Yah, Avin Yah, Ika, Kabaydi Yah. Until next week, Brother Drew, I say Yah Shalom.